శైవన్నరోత్తమాం దేవీం సారస్వతీం వ్యాసాం
Devam
Vadanti Rajarshe
Vishaya Kechanam Vitaha
Vishaya Kechanam Vitaha
Yat Svavacho Virudeta
Yat Svavacho Virudeta
Nunam Tena Smaranchuta
Nunam Tena Smaranchuta Devam Vadanti Rajarshe Vishaya Kechananvitaha Yatsvavacho Virudyeta Nunam Tena Smaranchyuta
Devam
Vadanti Rajarshe Vishaya Kechananvita Yatsvavacho Virudyeta Nunam Tena Smaranchyuta Evam Vadanti Rajase Vishaya Kechananvita Yatsvavacho Virudyeta Nunam Tena Smaranchyuta Evam Vadanti Rajase Vishaya Kechananvita Yatsvavacho Virudyeta Nunam Tena Smaranchyuta Evam Vadanti Rajase Vishaya Kechananvita Yatsvavacho Virudyeta Nunam Tena Smaranchyuta Evam So Vadanti Rajarshe
Vishaya
Kecha Anvita
Reasoning correctly. For wise kings, but those who speak in the logical way are not making themselves silent and laughing their own previous statement. Therefore, if someone thinks that the Krishna is actually the ruler of our soft matter, and that the Lord is subject to ordinary mundane limitation, such an opinion is illogical and contradictory. Since it is well known that what Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Transcendental attribute, this would be further explained in the following verses. And again, I'm going to start mentioning myself as well. Mukham Bhagavati Vata, Alam Pani Vamete, Nati Vata, Alam Pande, Shri Vata. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Zambhadanti Raja Shesha Kesha Namita Yatsvavacho Virudyeta Nunam Tena Smaranchyuta. Such is the account given by some sages, O wise kings, that those who speak in this logical way are contradicting themselves and have forgotten their own true statement. The own previous statement referring to his many statements about Krishna being the Supreme Personality of God, specifically in the 7th verse, chapter 13, chapter 13, verse. especially there, the main thing he said that was Balaram, that Krishna took his leave, which means he wasn't really there at the same time that he mentioned. And of course, the main thing mentioned is also that the sages who believed that Krishna was bewildered, because Krishna many times acts in a bewildering way, and even he appears bewildered. In Kunti's prayers, as she says several times, Vidangana, that Krishna's pastimes are Vidangana, and Vidangana makes us dumb. Bewilders. This word is used. It's very bewildering sometimes. So even the sages who speak this way, Shukadeva Goswami is recounting the story. He doesn't say the story didn't happen, but the interpretation. He's specifically pointing out Swasukha Nibhutra Chetas is described as Shukadeva Goswami as the greatest thing. So apparently these pastimes have been recounted by other sages. Shukadeva Goswami is giving the exact understanding that these sages missed. They sometimes felt that Krishna might have actually been bewildered. He does put himself into bewilderment. From the very beginning, Madhya Yashoda is chasing Krishna. The Rupam Pram is described as Rupam Pram, the Rupam Pram. The Dhamma Vastakam described that Krishna's rubbing Vajra and his crying. And he's running from all his story in fear. It's also described as comfortable in fear after death and hate. Although fear personified is afraid of Krishna, still he somehow appears to be running in fear from all his story. And similar things happen on the battlefield. Bhishma Devi is describing that he shot Krishna with arrows. Krishna was actually bleeding, he was full of dust, his hair was full of dust. So Krishna puts on a big show, not all mountain, but all the rock. Another verse by Kunti Devi, which he describes that it's very bewildering to me. He's just like an actor on stage. But those pastimes are meant as loving pastimes also. Sanchali Bhav, the pastime of Bhishma Dev, thinking like that. Bhishma Dev also expresses that no one can understand this plan of Krishna. Even if you, the greatest sages, inquire exhaustively, you're speaking with the minister dying on a battlefield. Bhishma Dev said, Nahyashikarishtrajan, Puma Veda Viditti Dham, Yadviti Gasaya Kutta, Mukanti Karyo. He said, Viditti Gasaya, even if you inquire exhaustively, the greatest sages, the greatest demigod, they can still become bewildered. This was shown also by Lord Brahma, when he tried to steal the chaos and come up with it. Shukadeva Goswami has a nice verse there. Vishvamohanam. He's, although Krishna is Vishnu, and he suggests Vishnu Maya, he bewilders the whole universe. Still, Brahma tried to bewilder Krishna, but he ended up bewildered. Swayaya. He became bewildered himself. And what did he see there? From that little boy Krishna, so many identical power boys and exactly. So much so that the mothers love them even more than their own children. And again, He could see himself, the whole entire universe, all the living entities worshiping all something visions of the earth. And brother, so that person cannot be the world unless he wants to become the world. He wants to take the form of Radharani. He wants to become the world in any way. Vimohan. Vimohan. Brahma Vimohan. If one tries to the world, that shall is climbing through the world. But ultimately, shall is smashed because Krishna is a Joe, one more. A Joe, you push us. We're all one more. Krishna is the supreme one for that world. He describes that. Even in the Bhagavad Gita, Joe Pisaha Vyakam. So, although he appears to be born, appears a just Shakrapu, in other words, like Kunti, Jana Kama, Shadish Kama, a just Shakrapu, Atma, Mohayana. He's bewildering everyone in this material world. Of course, we want to be bewildered, but we're thinking that we are these bodies, that this is somehow or other this material world. We are the controllers, you know, along, we're very far. Balisa, Shalva, he insulted Krishna, called him Balisa, a very weak person. But what is Arjuna saying about you? Param Brahma, Param Brahma, Param Brahma. You are the supreme Brahma. Tom Savasha Baba Lord, Krishna says himself, everything is coming from him. He cannot be bewildered by an ordinary person. It's not possible. Those who think that are fools. Namakama Yukam Pongu, Namakama Parishima. In the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is so many verses. Namakama Yukam Pongu, Namakama Parishima. He's not asking any material thing. Those who know it, they also are unattached. Krishna is not attached to anything in the material world. He's very loving. He cannot lament over the loss of anybody, his father, Yudhambaram. So this is called Yudhambaram. Lord Brahma says, not only is Yudhambaram, Yashyada Bhagavata Kama Vidambanam. We find in the third canto of Bhagavatam, ninth chapter, Lord Brahma's prayers. He describes that all these avatars of Krishna, they sometimes perform ordinary, especially Krishna performs like an ordinary person, Manusha. Manusha Dehamaskuta. He acts like a human being. Ugas Chariti. In the first thing as described, he's hidden. Krishna Balama hidden as ordinary persons. Kapatamanasha. So when he wants, he can perform. But the little coward voices of God, and they don't think that Krishna is God. They have no reverence at all for Krishna. They're wrestling with Krishna when he was sober. They're put into yoga. But in the material world, like Shalva, we're identifying. Smashing Krishna. The scientists are like that. Now we have figured out everything. We don't require any God because we know everything. But then the next moment, they change their opinion. But wait a minute, we didn't realize this. We didn't realize that we are blowing ourselves up, killing ourselves. There's such tiny, foolish, demoniac persons. So Lord Brahma says, Yasya, that person, Yasya, who understands the actual guna and karma of Krishna. Namani es Rogame. Namani, the name of Krishna. If he takes the name of Krishna, Te Naika Kamala Shama, he's purified thousands of births of single life. Ajam, meaning that that person is unborn, and Ajam cannot be defeated. But he told in one of the prayers of Lord Brahma, and also the stuff, one of his prayers of Kevin, that he's Ajam, Ajita, and teach that he cannot be conquered, only conquered by love. As he taught, the Papi K gave a many of the prayers of both brothers. He was put in the wilderness and he offered some of the prayers. Finally, he said, Jananta Eva Jananta. Anyone who says he knows you, that's okay. Let him say it. As for myself, by my mind, body, activity, words, I admit, I do never understand this. Only prasada leshan, by a little bit of the mercy of Krishna, one can understand Krishna. Prasada leshan, the Buddha gave me. Janati tatvam, Bhagavan. Because he's Bhagavan. He possesses all knowledge. So how these sages are speaking like that, in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it is explicitly noted there in the very first verse. The very first verse, it says that you know, it's already been stated in the very first verse. This person, Krishna, he is all alone and Swaraj. He's completely independent. He cannot come up with the full of Shalva or anybody else. Then, even the sword of the greatest persons become bewildered by Krishna. So Krishna cannot be bewildered by any of these masters of the show. These are the pastimes. So therefore Sukadeva is pointing it out. And uses the word Vedanti. They say the same word is used by the residents in Jhankar. When they offer prayers, Vedanti Vishwam Kavaya, Sashanam. Very nice verse by these residents of Jhankar, where they describe how even the greatest sages, they realize, Pasyanti Chajahan Vidom. Pasyanti, they see the absolute truth, they speak it, Vedanti themselves, and still, the Papi, Mujanti, still, they, Mujanti, they became the world, they become the world. At various times itself. So Sukadeva Goswami, in an inoffensive way, is pointing out other great sages have become bewildered by Krishna. Vedanti Vishvam, Kavayasmanasvaram. They see that this Vishvam, this whole universe, is controlled by Krishna. Vedanti Vishvam, Kavayasmanasvaram. And they speak it, they say it, they realize it. Vipashtita, very learned persons. Still, the Papi Munam, the Vajjaman, so Vishnu can picture. I offer my respects to that Krishna who can go over anybody. He appears like a little boy, he appears on the battlefield. So we can say the sages of the world. And he says here, he uses the word, the root deva is contradictory. Sukadeva Goswami. He can straighten out all contradictions. At the end of the Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami offers his great respects to Sukadeva Goswami by describing him that he is Svasthukamitrita. But he is Undivava. He has no other, no Undivava except pure Krishna consciousness. Now the sages, they have maybe have some other slight note in Europe, but not Sukadeva Goswami. He is completely absorbed. Sarasvati, not Krishna. These pastimes of society, they go on in his heart continually. And Dasanuka described that he broadcast these pastimes and he saved Maharaj Parikshit, who was bitten by the snake up there, the snake of time, Kala. And Kunti described, Sarva Kala Katam Mantri. You are time, Sarva Kala Katam Mantri. Mandi Kam Kala Mishana Manahi Vidyanandri. A few times he described, you are the supreme time who controls everyone. Everyone is under, under the most nature, under the supreme control of Krishna by his internal or external potency. So we offer great respect to Sita Goswami. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam also, Sita Goswami offered respect to that person, Sita Goswami. Yaswana Bhava Makila Shri Sava Nikam. Yaswana Bhava means he is completely realized. So he is in a position to give some opinion about these things, what they say. He's able to give the final word on the pastimes of Krishna. Yaswana Bhava Makila Shri Sava Nikam. Sharam, he knows the essence of the meaning of the Bhagavatam, or Krishna's pastime, the meaning of the Vedas. The Swanabhavan Kudush Kisar Nikam. Samsayanam Kuranayanam Kuranayanam. Samsayanam. There's Karuna, full of compassion. That is a specific attribute of Sita Deva Swami. He spoke in this Purana Bhuda. Very confidential Purana. So many Puranas are there. There is Vishnu Purana, Karma Purana. Wonderful things. Shukadeva Goswami had full knowledge of all those histories, essence of the Vedas. Still, he spoke in Srimad Bhagavatam. He could speak all Purana, but he spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Purusha. Therefore, we offer respects to Sukadeva Goswami. Tom Vyas is the son of Vyas, and he's Guru Muninam. Of all the Munis, he's the Guru. So when he gives his opinion, he says, such as the account given by some say, O wise king, that goes to speak, he goes straight by it. Not as a native, but some. He was also a great devotee, this time. Sometimes it said on the level of Sukadeva Goswami, in the cities, without taking any water. How many of us, how many persons in this world hear that they will die in 7 days and sit fasting on the banks of the Ganga and become fully absorbed, healing? The Prabhupada only time said, you do not know you have 7 days, you may have 7 seconds to live. Krishna Maharaj was very fortunate that he knew he had 7 days. You may not have seven moments. Tatvandana Radhasya. Tatvandana Maharaj, he had a benediction from Davis that he could find out. Yes, he gave him any benediction. He asked only one benediction. How long will I live? He wanted to know. He said, well, you have Mahorta. You only have Mahorta, a moment. Sometimes a Mahorta, but a Mahorta, it's a few minutes actually. Maybe 40 minutes or more. So, Yan Mahorta, had a Mahorta. He fixed his mind completely on Krishna. So, this is the greatest illusion that one cannot, if one misses, probably quotes a verse in that. In that chapter shortly, and therefore, Yama Hortam, if one has misses a moment, Sahani's Pram Machi Brahm, the greatest lamentation, the greatest illusion, if one misses a moment without thinking of Vasudeva. Vasudeva is the king there. He's the son of Vasudeva. So, however, we can think of Krishna, Yena Kena Brahm. Best way is by the chanting. One chants the holy name. Even if he's bewildered by his bewildering potency, his bewildering pastimes. If he takes the holy name, described by Lord Brahma, by Shukadeva, all the sages, then take Naika Jama Shaman, described it, Apavatamakam. He, all his coverings will disappear, and he'll be the Lord of the spiritual world. Just by taking the whole Although there's one upon something that specifically says, Kari Bahoda Nijasarvasha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says also, Nama, there's so many names of Krishna, many you can take, of course, reference Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Bahoda, Krishna Nama, Son of Vichal. I just recommend you take the name of Krishna. Other things may be more difficult to remember. Even these sages are having a little problem. Smarana Kirtan Vishnu Smarana. Smarana can only come anyway after hearing the chant. But by chanting, Lord Brahma says, just echo Harinam Jato Papai, Papai Vodha. That one cannot commit enough sinful activity to counteract one perfect chanting. So this shalvi and shalva, it's described shalva and mahasamarasa, is all delivered by the association with Krishna. And although we're not on the battlefield, not pleasing Krishna, hopefully, not able, like this great magician, to present possibly and cut his head off. Dhruva Maharaj was also a devotee, and the Dakshas, they rained down. He was told, chant the holy name, and all these illusions would go away. But he was on the battlefield. He was fighting the Dakshas. His brother was killed by the Dakshas. And he was killing the Dakshas by any means. They didn't like it so much. So it created this huge illusion in the Himalayas. He needed a huge mountain greater than the Himalayas. And a huge lightning, thunder, wow, just like end of the universe, practically. Rain. And there were wild animals like huge snakes on the world and huge elephants and other forms of rainy, pus and stool, blood, urine, marrow, chunks of bodies. Who would not be bewildered? Dhruva Maharaj was bewildered for a moment when he was informed, simply take the whole moon. He did it, all illusion disappeared. So this is the potency of the holy moon. But he was, after all, he had to stop. He was told to stop. You are the holy moon. Why are you killing all these others? One of them killed his brother for that reason. So sometimes these great magicians can create so many of them. Even David Copperfield can create a holy moon. They speak of Shalva and the Yakshas. Some people really think that the Statue of Liberty is just, it takes great effort less than black walls. But even though the person that looks like the girl is being sawed in half, or they're walking through this harvest grinding machine, sometimes it doesn't work and the person actually just runs away. So people are, they fall for this stuff. Sai Baba, he was creating some ashes or some gold from his sleeve. There's no real magic there. But Krishna is the ultimate magician. The one magician came before Prabhupada and their daughter. He did some of the tricks, and Prabhupada was appreciating that. I forgot what they were. But you know, the magicians can do some of the tricks. What? So Prabhupada was smiling, he said, yes, but can you stop working that? So the Acharya recognized as the sum total of all the devas. It's not different. Krishna says, not only not Marta Guru, don't think that the Guru is ordinary person. No. Sometimes Prabhupada asks, what is your magic? He says, you see these poison arrows that we're all meeting during this meeting. You mentioned this morning, Luke, that something about that. He said, but now they're Dura Vaishnava simply chanting. celebration of Mama. So can you do that? Of course, we all know Prabhupada has many mystic power that he is very capable of hiding the fact that he's doing it also. He's doing it and also hiding the fact, like Krishna, which he's doing the mystic power, but he's also causing everyone to think, oh, and that, oh, Krishna's glory, so he saves the world. But they're thinking Krishna's glory, they're the world. Like Lord Brahma, like Bhishma did, Krishna was shot with arrows. This was his Vas on Charivara. But he still is the Lord also. He's looking at Krishna's mouth. How do you meet any third Brahma? What did she see there? Universal manifestation, time, all of life. No self looking in. No babies, don't do anymore. That's all. Oh, never mind. Immediately, she forgot about it. It's kind of alright.
So, these are sages that are your wonderful qualities. For example, who are you referring to that would majesty to speak about what God says? This group.
This is the group.
Well, he said it's some sages.
Well, yes, I think it was. Both of you aren't working with Frank Newton.
Don't you? But we don't use it as a word.
Well, okay, the word says, well, first of all, also he's saying, he's calling him a sage. Sukadeva Goswami suggested in his curriculum on the Raja Rishi, which is said, you're the real sage, I'm telling you that. And then again, immediately he says, after saying Raja Rishi, he says, Rishaya. Those Rishis, you're the Raja Rishi, but there's other Rishis who have described it, not that they were sitting in a group, but at various places and times, they had expressed bewilderment over this pastime. So, he's still recounting his pastime, but he's saying, it's not like Krishna doing the Lord. You should know that by now, since all these other pastimes took place that we read about. Krishna's growing up as a little boy, and, you know, he's looking at into the mouth of Asura and all those things.
There's a more confidential explanation.
Yeah. He's clarifying a couple of things. But he goes quick and large for my
Sukadeva Goswami was endowed with mystical powers also. One time he was moving in the air and the Himalayas, and it stated that Mount Meru was in the way and he smashed it in half. And the Himalaya, the Himavat was in the way also, he smashed it in half with his mere spiritual powers.
That stated where?
In the Mahabharata. then another time his father sent him to Janak Maharaj to learn something. And he said, don't use any mystic powers. Just walk. Don't soar in the air. Don't fly in the air. Just walk and go there. And don't play like a big yogi or something. Just
come. That reminds me of when Narada, before they did the Raja Surya, in a few chapters before, then Narada Muni appeared. And he was glorifying Krishna. And Krishna was giving him great respect, seeing him on his own throne, washing his feet, and he's asking his opinion, what should we do about this Raja Surya, what should we do about mediating some instruction. Yeah, I think we should do Raja Surya, but he didn't mention that Jarasana. So, but while Narada Muni was being questioned, he said, why are you asking me? He says, this is sad. This is funny that you're asking me. You already know everything. I'll be down to try. And then the very next chapter, Krishna turns to Uddhava and says, what do you think? Well, he didn't say no, he just said, I think we should do the first figure of the Jarasana. So, all those things are shown in
So, the scientists, they said they have looked everywhere. They cannot see any living entity outside this, outside earthly plane. They can't see any, nor can they see them. What's your status? They said they've searched everywhere, no living entity, no God. So they're
no, therefore,
you said that.
No, but every day the news, there's big news every day, they see things all the time on Mars, the life on Mars. They're constantly changing and adjusting. The only thing they do is they look over, and many scientists say there has to be life, obviously, to live the planet. So they don't all say that. I mean, that's all they do. They can't see it in air, you know. They don't see when they can't see it on Mars. Or the false media. All the time. Anybody say this to me?
Who's there?
Who's GDC?
They think so many things. It's like ongoing. It's just
comparison. It's so bad. It's not a world spanning thing. It's not like some religious, you know, Siddhanta. They're just looking out there and the boundaries are ever expanding. So.
And then they said, was there a reason they like the atom, they saw atom, and they saw subatomic particle, and there's more subatomic particle.
So they have
wave particles and energy and all this, totally global.
And there's life in all the planets, but you can't see them.
There's life in your intestines,
but you can't see that. But
I don't know.
Well,
he's not the plan to
say hello.
Anything else should have said?
No, the significance of Vishakha Krishna, all the illusions selling. There was recently a gathering, and there was a devotee there who kind of labeled themselves as not active. And so one of the devotees asked, well, how did that happen? How did that happen? Because the person formerly was, you know, prominent and active. So they started explaining, and part of it was that there was a lot of problems that Krishna was definitely testing. But then the main thing I remember is that they stopped chanting. So, you know, you get all these tests, you stop chanting, completely absorbed in illusion. Covered by illusion, and then there's just no hope. So I thought that was really struck me. You know, all the illusions were sent to Dhruva, what happened with Krishna. It's like if you chant Hare Krishna, then it's like it's going to clear. All this is going to clear. Even if you're going through a lot of tests, all of that will clear.
Kali Adana Midana Kali Malapana. In the age of Kali, all these illusions are dissipated by the Holy Name. Bhavanam is the most purified. Bhavanam. Anything else?